News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new portrait of King Charles has been targeted by animal rights activists who covered the monarch's face with a likeness from the cartoon Wallace and Gromit. Dan Kidby is a spokesperson for Animal Rising. Dan, why did you take this action?
Hi, thanks for having me. Good morning, everyone. Morning. So, this was a light-hearted way to draw attention to a very serious cause. So the quote that we had Wallace saying on the portrait was, "Look at all of this cruelty on RSPCA farms." And what that's referencing is the largest investigation into animal farming done in British history, where we went to 45 RSPCA farms and found horrific cruelty on every single one. So we're asking the RSPCA, why are you endorsing this? And yeah, this is just a nice way to get attention to that issue.
Well, you say a nice way. Is it not just vandalism?
Well, the painting was cleaned up within 15 seconds. No damage was done. It was a removable sticker. And it's made people laugh around the world. And King Charles himself is a very big fan of Wallace and Gromit. So I'm sure, I hope that he enjoyed the joke too.
I wonder, did he? Did your group know when they did it that it was protected? Would you have done it if it hadn't been protected by a screen?
We would not have done it if it, we knew it was protected. We knew that this was going to cause zero harm whatsoever. We're trying to draw attention to a much larger issue here about the animals living on farms across the UK.
And are there not other more legal ways of doing this?
Well, like I said, so we've conducted the largest investigation into British history, into animal farming. 45 RSPCA farms, 280 legal breaches. This is, you know, investigative journalism. And we made our way onto page 11 of the Times. And that was the only media that we received. 2 days later, we went out and did this action and we're on the front pages across, we made headlines around the world.
Dan, I accept what you're saying, and you obviously, and I don't doubt the sincerity of your beliefs in this, and you absolutely have a point about animal cruelty. But if we all took our pet peeves and our pet grievances, and I don't say that in any way to diminish the importance of yours, because they are important, but if we all said, well, I'm not getting notice and attention for the issue I am passionate about, so I'm going to go and break the law to do that, we'd have a society full of anarchy, would we not?
We probably would, yeah. We didn't actually break the law in this instance. You know, like I said, it was a sticker that was easily removed, no damage was done. This was a piece of creative art. If people do want to go and see what we found in our investigations, they can go on to animalrising.org because the conditions that we found on these RSPCA farms were truly, truly horrifying, so much so that the RSPCA honorary president has came out and said since seeing what we found, he can't sleep at night. So really what we're trying to do is put attention onto the RSPCA's policies and why are they endorsing this severe cruelty that's happening on animal farming.
No, I get that. I get that, Dan. I absolutely get that. I absolutely get that. You didn't really deal with the question I asked you, though. If everybody did that about the issue that kept them awake at night, if everybody behaved in that manner, we would have anarchy.
Well, if everyone were putting funny images of Wallace on paintings, then, you know, it might be a funnier society. So I think it's a bit of an exaggeration to call what we've done related to anarchy. You know, it's made millions of people laugh around the world. And like I say, it's drawn attention to something that is very important that otherwise we wouldn't be talking about today.
Do you think it'll bring about change? Dan? Hello?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Sorry, Dan, you just broke up there. I was just asking you finally, do you think it will bring about the change you wish to bring about?
Well, I very much hope so. I mean, you know, we're going to continue our campaign. If people want to see what we found, they can go on to animalrising.org. There's a video showing our investigations and also showing animals that we've rescued from RSPCA farms. You know, we've had a Crown Court judge say that what they found at what we found at RSPCA farms is effectively fraud because the RSPCA presenting such a misleading image to the public.
Okay.
So like I say, this is in the public interest for people to go and find out. This touches everyone across the UK, and I hope people go and find out for themselves ask the RSPCA why they're doing this.
Dan Kidby, spokesperson for Animal Rising, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.